So this next one is one of mine. I actually wrote this for the other band that Paco and I play on, Crusoe, and it appears on the first Crusoe record called Shades of Brown. And in the year 2000, in Toronto, we had an incredible snowstorm. I mean, like snow up to here kind of snowstorm. And I was living in a basement apartment at the time. And I'm from Trinidad, so generally Caribbeans, when it's really cold out, we don't want to go out. So I spend a lot of time indoors when it's cold. And what happened was this giant snowstorm came and filled my entire stairwell with snow. And my landlady went on vacation. So I couldn't get out. I was trapped, and my door was in snow, and so all I could use was the phone, and I could call people and say, hey, man, anyone want to come and dig me out? Of course, nobody did. So I spent days down there, and I had lots of, you know, tuna and water, and so I didn't really panic too much, and I figured, well, you know, spring thaw will come eventually. And I wrote this tune while trapped down there, and this is called El Ermitaño, which means which means the hermit. Oh, and just a cultural thing. Everybody knows the bossa nova. Everybody knows the samba. These are Brazilian rhythms that are very popular. But Brazil is filled with all these different kinds of rhythms that a lot of people don't know about. And this tune is based on one of them. Half the tune is what's called a partido alto, and it's a very funkified rhythm. Actually, I'll get the guys to show you. So that's a partido alto. It's pretty funky. So this tune is half partido alto, half samba, and it's called The Hermit. Paul Morrison on piano. Thank you. Ermitaño. Yeah, I see some good can come from being trapped in your house for a week.